Welcome to the initial hearing for the Special Committee on Economic Development, Trade, and Tourism. I would bring to your attention my friend Margaret Dowling, who is in the second row, and she will be our committee aide for this committee. When the majority organized, Representative Tuck and Representative Dugan, we agreed that this committee would not hear any bills. Furthermore, we were asked by two representatives, I think by Representative Jewell and Representative Holmes, to expand the committee by two people, and I don't know that the committees has met yet, but I had no objection to that because I thought the more the merrier is better for us to have a broader point of view. And I, now I notice that they're conspicuously absent, which is a whole other matter. So what we thought we would do is just convene and talk about some of the subjects that may be of interest to members, and to let you know what subject matters we thought that the committee would take up that we would like to schedule over the next dozen weeks or so. And so we have, I think, scheduled for February the 10th, which is a week from today, a presentation by the World Trade Center, I believe. And we had talked for a little bit about doing this in conjunction with the Senate committee, but I think we're trying to organize that out, but the other body has got their issues, and we will proceed with or without them on the 10th of February is our intention. In addition to that, we have contacted our friend Dan Fowski and Brian Butcher from Alaska Housing. And whereas I have sat on the State Affairs Committee in this room and talked about funding requests for Alaska Housing, and I have sat in the Finance Subcommittee that does an overview of what they need, what they spend, what they do with the money, I thought that it would be very appropriate for this committee, particularly in the precarious times that we're in, to have Alaska Housing lead us through a discussion about the relative health of the housing market in Alaska region by region, including Southeast, South Central, the Interior, in attendance for the clerk, I apologize, Representative Johansson, Representative Tuck, Representative Rammers, Representative Dahlstrom, and Representative Dugan, I apologize. Thank you. And so we want to bring Alaska Housing in, and I think as we organize a date for that, we're going to contemplate whether we want to bring in some banks also that would be able to assist us in that conversation and just find out how credit and capital is flowing throughout the state, because I had quite a debate with my banker about what more Alaska Housing could do, and he said, well, can Alaska Housing make people buy houses? Because if they could make people buy houses, we would be financing more houses. And so it was really kind of a mini discussion about what's wrong in the country, is what's wrong while the banks are pulling back on construction financing homes on specs. So I think that would be an interesting conversation, and Alaska Housing would have the unique ability to talk about it in a region by region basis. And then the other overview that we would like to do, subject to the Attorney General's presentation on retail gasoline, is we think that although the Judiciary Committee was charged with holding hearings on gathering the information, we think that it may be more appropriate to have that discussion once we're in receipt of both of those reports here in this committee, and to talk about that as a matter of economic trade and development, and that's apart from, you know, any of the controversial legislation that's going to pit Republicans and Democrats against each other. It's not the intention of this committee, but to actually just talk about, you know, what it means, and then see whether we have any recommendations to any standing committees or special committees that do take up legislation, and whether we have any recommendations of legislation or issues that they may want to address. And that pretty much exhausts the itinerary that our office developed, I believe. Isn't that right, Margaret? International Trade, Alaska Housing, and then an overview of the gasoline market, with the report that the Judiciary Committee generated, as well as the report that the Attorney General's office generated. And so I'd like to open up the conversation to any ideas that you or your offices may have been working on, or any direction that you may have for Margaret to gather some tentative information for subject matter that you think would be appropriate for this committee, and we can collaborate on resources that would make it valuable to have before this committee, or we could do it ourselves, or we could charge you with your office with gathering together those interests. So with that, I would open the floor to communication. Anybody? Bueller? He's not really on the committee, and there's no Representative Bueller. I'm just messing with you.
He's not? Darn, he's a fun guy.
Well, go ahead.
Representative Tuck?
I'll start. Well, one of my big things is really making sure that I want to see Alaska start manufacturing physical goods, starting to value add the resources that we have. I think one of the ways to best know what we can do competitively, what we can do through technology, through machine tool methods and process methods, is to start off with our universities. And we should duplicate what Texas did in starting their petrochemical industry, and that is they pumped money in universities, came up with those process methods, those machine tool technologies. And once the students learned those science and technologies, they were able to apply them entrepreneurially right there for their own state. Same thing that California did in developing Silicon Valley. And that's one of the, you know, Alaska surely has an abundance of resources. But to maximize those resources before they leave our shores and to be able to produce high-paying jobs, promoting stronger trade, better economy, and when it comes to tourism, having our locals be able to afford to visit the places of the great state that we have, rather than relying on other economic systems for our own tourist trade. So that's kind of my vision, if you will, the state of Alaska, is to produce physical wealth so we can sustain ourselves independently, more independently.
Thank you, Representative Tuck. And if I may, I heard two ideas. One is to develop value-added goods, and I would encourage your office to pull together directions and resources that you would like to go in that manner, and then bring it to Margaret. And if we think that it's comprehensive enough to warrant an overview, then we would be delighted to schedule it. And the second item that you brought up was tourism-related, and I would defer to the Vice Chair, Representative Newman, because of my close relationship with the industry. I'm a little gun-shy of taking up any of those issues myself. Follow-up, or are you ready to proceed with that?
Yeah, I'm really ready to proceed with that.
Thank you, Representative Tuck. Representative Dahlstrom.
And thank you, Mr. Chair. And on that point, Representative Tuck, I think several of the ideas that you mentioned fall underneath the workforce development categories, too. And I think as we, especially as we go through the Gasline hearing reports on what Judiciary prepared and what the AG's office has prepared and we have yet to read, I think there may be some opportunities and things jump out at us there on that.
Okay, thank you. And follow up on,
yes,
on both those
Tuck.
Statements. Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. The also, another element is with workforce development is actually fully funding our science and technology facilities at our universities. And then going one step further with the Materials Development Prototype Institute. Again, when the students learn the science and technologies, they can come up with the process methods, the machine tool technologies that they can apply entrepreneurially right here for our state. So there's that element, too, that I think is an economic driver.
Thank you. And then if I may, the one that I forgot is we're going to put together a large across-the-state writers' workshop, and we want to generate hundreds of mystery novel writers.
As long as you put my name on it. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Dugan.
I'm not sure whether this is an appropriate venue or not, but there's a lot of discussion about workforce development, and I'm having a hard time getting sort of my arms around it. It's, you know, I would like at some point, and I don't know if this is the appropriate venue or not, to get some idea of how much of it we're doing and where we're doing it and whether we're doing all of the kinds of stuff we need to do, you know. Are there, like, are we producing 8,000 carpenters and no plumbers, or, you know, however that works. And I'm not sure that there's another venue that's really more appropriate than this for trying to get, you know, a sort of a an explanation of where we're really at. You know, it's clearly the most popular slogan, or one of the more popular slogans we got running around the building at the moment, is workforce development. But it's just not clear to me what we're already doing and what else we should be doing, and, you know, what we can expect in the way of results from all of that.
So I'm appreciative, and so we need a, I think for the benefit of our office, we need a breadcrumb trail of where we might go with that, and some of the resources that you would like us to.
Okay, I'll be happy to provide one
to try and pull together. And then because of the nature of this committee, because it's a special committee and it doesn't enjoy the same stature as some standing committees, our ability, for instance, we had a rousing speech from President Hamilton in the Finance Subcommittee for the University today, and he talked about 100 programs, and 77% of the programs or jobs in the state require only a two-year degree or less. And then he started differentiating between a lot of union apprentice jobs and the fact that you could teach a liberal arts class to 150 students on American history, but as soon as you teach nurses or welders, and he named off certain subsets, he said that by requirement for accreditation, you can only have, you know, maximum of 10 per course. Now, there's a person with a wealth of knowledge, which is precisely what you're interested mm-hmm. in, but our ability to get President Hamilton to come down to make a presentation to the Economic Development, Trade, and Tourism Committee on a day that works for him, that works for us, is a smaller and smaller eye of a needle to go through. So what I would ask some of the members who are interested in initiating a program and sourcing resources is to remember that we're a little bit of an orphan committee. And so sourcing high-caliber people to come in and address you know, our intellectual curiosity is sometimes as difficult task is my impression. So the more that you can provide a horizon of what you think we should study and a list of the resources that either your office is willing to contact or that, you know, names and organizations that we might contact to try and put together a forum. Alaska Housing was kind of a one-stop shop because they're so knowledgeable and mm-hmm. they look for these kind of forums. The university, on the other hand, it as much as they like to cooperate with the legislature, sometimes it's a burden for them to get the right person with the right skill set to get the right amount of knowledge released to come down and talk about precisely that. So if the more you can help us, or the more that your office is self-motivated to put together a program, we would be delighted to incorporate just about anything. I think intellectual curiosity is the watchword of the committee. But trying to pull together those resources to satisfy our intellectual curiosity is a much taller task.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, on that note.
Yes, sir.
The we just recently received a report that discussed the out-of-state workers that we have, non-residents working in Alaska. And I think that's a big, major part of economic trade and tourism, because those that are, you know, those are dollars that can be state, that can remain in the state. And that's what you need to do, is figure out ways to have wealth stay in our state. And I think workforce development is a big key to that, on how do we get in-state workers those types of jobs. I know plenty of Alaskans that would love to have jobs up on the North Slope, jobs in construction, which happens to be the two highest paying industries right now, oil and gas being number one, construction being number two, and respectively, I believe, if I remember reading, I just did a quick overview of the report yesterday, those are the highest non-residents, is oil and gas being number one, construction being number two. So, no, I think that I think that report alone helps us a little bit on getting our feet aground as far as in-state versus out-of-state, and that's what we need to look at. Where are all of our jobs going to the non-residents, and how, because that's part of workforce development, how can we sustain those jobs for Alaskans?
Okay. And if I may, Representative Tuck, just as you contemplate things, since this is an organizational meeting, I like to, like you, Representative Dugan, I like words, and I like the meaning of words. And so the name of this committee is Economic Development, Trade, and Tourism. And so the trade piece has been quite forgotten by the Palin administration, because you can't get more provincial than Governor Palin in many ways. But Governor Murkowski, in spite of his faults and his many warts, was pretty extraordinary at reaching out to the Pacific Rim and Taiwan and looking for trade partners for value-added products that Alaska might have. So I would ask you, rather than to focus inward into the state of Alaska, to contemplate a manner in which we may focus outward into international trade, whether it's through our fishing industry or some other value-added industry, fertilizer industry. This might be a good forum, let's say, for Agrium to come to talk about you know, their exports. That might be a very interesting subject matter for us to cover. And in doing that, we could talk about Agrium and fertilizer, what it means to Delta, to the Mat-Su, to recreational folks that have, you know, lawn and garden, but also to the export community that they have, and further what the cost of natural gas is in you know, for other urea plants, and what is the requirement for natural gas in order to have a competitive global urea plant. So I would ask you to contemplate trade as one of our watchwords also. Are there any other thoughts? Representative Johansson?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, thank you. I think I've got both looking inward and outward. And
could you say that again?
I have examples that look both inward, as Representative Tuck talked about, and outward, as you talked about yourself. So, and I'm going to be pretty regional, because I don't think that perspective is here. Most of you guys are all from Anchorage, except for you, Mr. Chairman. He's from Fairbanks, obviously. But some of the things that I really want to get out and talk about, you know, down in Ketchikan, we have a ship and dry dock.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome.
It is.
Can we bring them in here?
We can.
They're
I'd
awesome.
Love to bring them in here. I'm trying to raise the awareness in the state of this state-owned facility.
Yes.
Operated by a private company, Alaska Ship and Dry Dock. They came to the committee 2 years ago. They are building, not only repairing, but building from the blueprints. The first ship they did was an airport ferry for Ketchikan with general fund money built in Alaska to serve an Alaskan community. We also have the MV Susitna, which is a Defense Department pilot project that they're building for the Kinnick Arm. They're also building their first, from the ground up, vessel for a private company. So they're gaining momentum. They're building a fuel barge for Chevron. And they're doing some pretty incredible things with the buzzword workforce development. Their development director is on the Alaska Workforce Investment Board and is very involved in those discussions with workforce development. So he can touch on both of those. But our goal down there is to make it the Northern West Coast Maritime Center for ship repair and building. And it's been a really long process. We've received the funding from the delegation about 3 years ago to build out that deal. I think it'd be really interesting to hear about that, because it's along the lines of Representative Tuck, building manufacturing in Alaska. And one of our long-term goals there is to sync that with the university and have Alaskan kids come up, be trained by the university for skills, and also sync that with the gas line development. I've said this before, but Department of Labor identified over 100 specific job skills for pipeline construction. 90 of those are the exact same skills that are used in shipbuilding. So it's a real opportunity for training for the pipeline and also training for shipbuilding. So that's one group that I'd like to bring up here, and we can work with them. He can come up here anytime and talk to the committee.
Let's get with Margaret, please. And I'd like to point out for the record that the member from Ketchikan has been a champion on this issue, sometimes standing alone for the last 15 months talking about shipbuilding when nobody else was talking about shipbuilding. And I think I heard about shipbuilding in the State of the State address, and I just want to thank the member for Ketchikan for showing such courage.
Thank you. I must have missed that part in the State of the State. However, if I may continue, Mr. Chairman.
Please. In addition, the fishing industry was mentioned by you, and talk about trade with our trade partners, the World Trade Center, you said, is going to come in here. We have long-time connections with the Far East in trade of our fisheries, and not only just the regular ones that we think about, salmon, halibut, cod, the finfish. You know, since about 1995, we've begun a dive fishery down there. We've gone from no fishery whatsoever to a fishery that contributes multi-millions of dollars into the economy. I think 2 years ago it was somewhere around $4 million ex vessel, from nothing to about $4 million in about 8 or 9 years. And they self-assess themselves, they tax themselves, we reappropriate it back to fish and game, and they're at the end of the cycle of getting baseline science on all of the areas that they fish. So we're right at the point where we've assessed the stocks in all of the areas, and it's going to continue to grow momentum. And those are our trade partners, especially for those specific items, is the Far East. And there are a lot of different implications. It crosses into DEC as far as they do the testing on the shellfish beds, goes to fish and game for the assessments, goes to the trade people, goes to transportation. The quicker you can get it to market, the higher the price, the more money we get back into the economy. So these are some of the things that I'd like to talk about, and we can get the executive director of the Southeast Alaska Regional Dive Fisheries Association, former area biologist. I'm sure he'd be happy to come up here and let you know what that industry is all about. And these are things that we don't really talk about too much, but you know, in my neck of the woods, shipbuilding and dive fisheries are two really exciting industries I'd like to spotlight with this committee.
Well, my recommendation would be for the members who have a particular interest and have resources to pull them together and get those to Margaret, and then we can work on putting together a calendar and collaborate with your offices and allow us to, you know, show some initiative through our offices and then try and put together a calendar. And then in addition to that, I'm told that a trade mission sometime after we're out of session in the spring is not out of the question because of the budget that we have. So I would also encourage members to, as we explore things through the session, to determine if there is a trade trip that is worthwhile for us to make. I'm not much for frivolous travel unless it's on my own dime, and while the state has some considerable challenges ahead, I'm not going to be a great advocate of frivolous travel. But if something emerges where, whether it's traveling to Ketchikan to look at the ship and dry dock facility, or a travel mission, overseas, if we think that there's an opportunity to do something value added to the state, I would encourage members to explore that also. And everybody at this table are highly productive and distinguished members of the legislature so far, except for you, Tuck, but I'm sure you will.
I'll get there.
And our offices are all busy, so rather than to task us with that, I would encourage people to kind of develop a program. Let's look at a calendar, and we'll be responsible for trying to calendar those events and see what we can do in the areas of workforce development. In some of the areas that we addressed, I think the Alaska ship and dry dock, and the other thing you were talking about was also interesting. I didn't quite follow. And Representative Tuck, some of your thoughts about value-added industry as well. And unless there are there any other final remarks? Okay. And 5:40, we're adjourned. Thanks.